true, praying for our youth. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees, for it's God we aim to please. We are declared victory.
Good morning again. My name is Susie, and I am your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Be sure to tune in daily in January as a new theme is forward. It's time to move forward in your walk and your calling, so that we can start to see the blessings that the Lord has for you as you take a step out and move forward in His will for your life. Declare Victory hopes you're ready for teachings, stories, and lessons that the Declare are preparing as they hear from God for His people. We want to wish you all a very blessed and prosperous 2019 New Year. We have no announcements today, nor were there any prayer requests submitted on the app. The order of the call is the declaration will be done by O'Neill Young, and praying and corporate praise will be done by Jeff. And I'll repeat that. The order of the call is the declaration will be by O'Neill Young. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Jeff. At this time, we ask you put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. This is very important for the integrity of the call. Please put your phone on mute because it is being recorded. I now pass the call to the Declare, O'Neill Young. God bless you all.
Well, God bless you. Amen. God bless you, and good morning to everyone. This is Pastor O'Neill Young, pastor of the Greater Purpose Church here in Fairfield, California. Excited to be with you again on today, and just, again, first want to express my sincere thanks to Sister Dion, the midwife, radical midwife out there doing kingdom work. Thank you for the invitation once again. Thanks to Sister Moni, who always gets the schedule correct. And again, just glad to hear all of you on the line on today as we move forward. Well, let's get started because I don't really want to be here a long time, but I'll be here long enough prayerfully to bless you and to give you what God has given to me. So I was given the word forward. That's what I have. So it'll be all right. So we'll check this out. So the first thing, honestly, that kind of rang out in my mind after I thought about the word forward or your theme for today, prayed about it and just kept listening, I heard another word, which was progress. So I coupled them together just to say forward progress, because it makes godly sense to me. I don't know. Forward progress, too, is a referee terminology in football, but we won't get into that much today. But that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about forward progress. And forward simply means onward. It means advancing. And, you know, a question that came to my mind, you know, it's the new year, probably came to your mind as well, is, am I making forward progress, you know, in God? Am I making forward progress in my life? What's my life looking like? Am I at a stalemate? Have I reached an impasse? You know, are there things holding me back that's stopping forward progress? Because when you walk with God, it is a forward progress. It's a forward motion. And God is a God who's always on the move, as we can see in biblical history, as we see even in modern day times. So let's start here. If you are, and I know you are, if you're a real Christian, true Christian, then you have to know that the abundant life in Christ is a daily journey. You have to know that. The abundant life that we live every day, it's a daily journey. And today I want to just kind of say it consists of a few basic components. So I want to give you a few scriptures, and then I want to draw what I call a forward progress declaration from that, and then we're going to move forward. So again, abundant life, it's a daily journey. Number one, it's a journey that Christ has called us to because we're his followers. That's the first thing. That's in Matthew 4, 18 through 20. As he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he calls his first disciples. Number two, it's a journey with a goal to win the prize that God is calling you to. That's Philippians 3 and 14. Number three, it's a journey where you can look back. No, I'm sorry. It's a journey where you can't look back once you've started. Are you hearing me today? That's Luke 9 and 16. That's about, you know, nobody puts your hands to the plow. Looking back is worthy of the service of the kingdom. And number four, it's a journey where faith is the only fuel that can run it. I hope you heard me today. I can't repeat a lot. That's Hebrews 11, just chapter 11. You can start at verse 1 and work it on down. And finally, number 5, it's a journey where opposition is inevitable. It's going to happen. You are going to be opposed in this life. That's Romans 7. I'm using Romans 7, 14 and 20. Check it out and read it for yourself. So listen. When we string these scriptures together in the context of forward progress, you know, on a daily journey, to me, and what God spoke to me is, it forms a declaration of forward progress. So I'm going to give you this forward progress declaration. I don't think you can write it, but here it is. If I string those scriptures together, I get what I call a forward progress declaration. And you better have, you're going to need this. This ought to bless you. It says, my life is a daily journey with God, which declares I am his follower with the call and with the goal to win, to advance forward without looking back, because my faith enables me to do whatever he commands without question, even when it makes no sense, and in spite of any opposition. I know that was a mouthful. Oh my God, but I'm going to say it one more time. Here's the forward progress declaration. I am his follower with a call and with a goal to win, to advance forward without looking back, because my faith enables me to do whatever he commands without question, even when it makes no sense, and in spite of any opposition. That's my forward progress declaration. That is what I'm declaring on my daily journey from those scriptures that I just gave to you. And so people got forward progress, you know, is a God-designed dynamic that should occur on a regular basis on your Christian journey. I'll say it one more time. Forward progress is a God-designed dynamic that should occur on a regular basis on your Christian journey. This is because progress means, if you just want to look at some other words, progress means development. It means growth. It means advancement. Are you with me? It means improvement, evolution, movement, steps forward. Listen, this should always be happening in your life. Now, granted, it doesn't happen every day, but it ought to happen, people of God. Oh, it ought to happen on a regular basis. as we walk with God, as we make the forward progress declaration, because God, it's a God dynamic design, and it has growth, development, advancement, improvement. So it always be taking place. And so all of these dynamics are associated with God and Christian living. Did you hear me today? All of these dynamics that I just rolled off to you, they are associated with God and with Christian living. And so with salvation comes development in Christ. I'm just going to kind of expound on the words I just gave you. So with salvation comes development in Christ, growth in your life, advancement in the kingdom and in this life, daily improvement. Help me, somebody. Daily improvement. It means with God, I'm getting better every day. I'm still wretched. You're not hearing me today. I still have some issues, but I make a daily improvement. It means I'm evolving into a more and more powerful witness for Christ. It means that movement suggests that we are alive in Christ. And contradictory to Bobby Brown, every little step I take, and every little step that we take gets us closer to the goal, gets us closer to the breakthrough, gets us closer to the dreams and the plans that we see and seek in God. Are you all with me today?
Right.
All right. So, okay, listen. Let me say something. I want to say something about, there's an opponent to forward progress. You know this. John Maxwell says, anything worth having is an uphill journey. One of my favorite quotes that he says. And uphill suggests that there is an opposing force to the journey of worth. Are you hearing me? It's not a downhill coast, people of God. Progress is always going to require. It's always an ascent. It's always moving upward. So we must know that on this journey with Christ, there's always an opponent, an opposing force that is purposed to resist forward progress of God. We know this. If I just want to get general, in the life of the U.S., of the United States, there's racism to oppose equality. There's oppression to oppose freedom. There's evil to oppose good, and so on and so on. But for the context sake, as we as believers, we know that Satan opposes God and sin opposes righteousness. Are you all with me today?
Right.
I'm going to say it one more time. In our context of forward progress, I'm saying that as believers, we know that number one, Satan opposes God, and sin opposes righteousness, okay? So our daily goal, because you got to have one, your daily goal as the greater you, the believer, is to make forward progress in God. That's all you ought to be worried about every day when you wake up. How do I make progress in God? How do I get a little bit better? How do I look more and more like Jesus Christ? Less of me, more of thee, which is always the same. And that ought to be our everyday goal. For people who wake up, listen, because I'm a person, human being just like you, I go through like you. I got issues like you. We all have it. But to fuel our daily positive tank, moving forward and making forward progress in God ought to be our everyday goal. So our action for today, I'm getting ready to kind of get out of here, and you got to stay with me. Our action for today is, when we're talking about forward progress in God, we must identify the opposing force and the opposing opponent. Okay? That's the goal right now, just right here. You got to identify the opposing force. You got to identify, your opponent. So to make forward progress, we have to do this. Now, it sounds easy. I'm going to tell you why. Because every time the good old saint is stopped, we blame it on the enemy. The enemy, the enemy came from it. And one of the popular things is, everybody got haters. We talk about our haters, which is legit, because we know Satan was the first to oppose God, even though he got whooped and kicked out for doing it. And he brought sin into the world. Yes. But to walk, listen to me, to walk closely with God to grow in Christ, to evolve into the greater you, we must know who we're fighting in the moment. Okay? Not in general, but we have to know who we're fighting in the moment. And we have to know what type of enemy we're dealing with, what particular forces of evil or what particular demons that we're encountering, you know, so that we can determine the best spiritual and biblical strategy to win and to come against that. So in other words, listen to me. Stop generalizing your opponents. It's just it's the enemy. It's my haters. Sometimes that's not it. You have to know exactly what enemy you're dealing with. Is this a spirit of addiction? Is this a spirit of hatred, unforgiveness? What is it? Is it a lockdown spirit? Is it an oppressive spirit? You have to know this so that biblically you can arm yourself with the word of God, pull out the sword, slay it, and keep it moving. Are you all hearing me today? So listen, I'm going to give you an analogy, and then we're going to close it out. It's a football analogy. Now, I was sitting in the arena of my mind watching a football game. So there were two teams playing, of course. There was Team M and there was Team E. M as in Maggie, E as in every. And each team ranked number one and two in their division. Okay? So the game was one of the most challenging games that I'd ever witnessed. It really was. One team would score, then the other team would answer back, you know, with the score. It was like a shootout. Each team had monstrous defenses or defensive units. Hard hits were exchanged, hit for hit. And finally, it came down to the last seconds of the game where the score was tied 21 up. And at the last second, Team E ran it in for the winning touchdown, and the game was over. So Team E won. And so the thing about this game was no one took off their helmets during the entire game. When they took the field, they had their helmets on. When they were on the sidelines, they had their helmets on. And if you ever seen football helmets with the shield, had the helmets on, they had the shield. So no one could see who was on the opposing team. At the end of the game, you know, Team M ran over to see who was playing for Team E. And when they pulled their helmets off, they were all shocked. It was a shock because they all looked exactly alike. It turns out the opponent was playing themselves. They were playing against themselves. Team M was Team Me, and Team E was the enemy. Listen, most of the time, we are our biggest opponent, and we're our biggest enemies, and we wind up beating ourselves every day. You know, you really might be your biggest hater. We always want to say we have hatred from the outside, but listen, baby, it might be hatred from the inside. You waking up telling yourself what you're not, what you can't be, what you can't do, what they said you are, who they say you are, as opposed to who are you in Christ? Who does God say you are? As opposed to you're not small, but you're big and mighty in Christ. And listen, saints, and because I gave it to you, Saints, Paul said it best. I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that it is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. That's Romans 7 and 18. We've got to learn how to identify. Sometimes you need to look in the mirror. Sometimes it's right there, and you are your biggest enemy. But listen, later on, Paul creeps down. He tells us all this, but he said, listen, there is a remedy. Thank God through Jesus Christ that I can beat this rap. Thank God that I don't have to remain that me, but that I can be born again and be the greater me. So the action for today is to get yourself out of the way and let the born again you, the greater you, make forward progress that God intends for you to make every day. How can I put this in the scripture? Look at Luke, the 9th chapter. Deny the I. you know, in you, take up your cross and follow him. Then we can win the battle. Then we can win some games. Then you'll stop running in circles because you're running into yourself. Listen, people of God, I'm leaving now. God will give you forward progress when you are running the ball for him. He will spot the ball at where you are originally supposed to be, regardless if you get there and someone knocks you back. It doesn't matter. When we walk with God, God will give us forward progress. People of God, I'm done. Today is the day for forward progress in your life. 2019 has got to be the year that you advance, got to be the year that you that you improve. It has to be the year for growth and steps toward God on this day. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. I will pass the call now to Brother Jeff, who's going to lead us in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for forward progress this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for reminding me all that I have to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for 2018, Lord God, how you blessed me, Lord God, that you saw, oh, hallelujah. You allowed me to make it to 2019, Lord God. Lord God, we don't live in the past, Lord, and we want to live in the moment right now, Lord God. But I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for all the challenges and all the struggles, and Lord God, and all the issues you brought me through in 2018. But, Lord God, we are here in 2019. Lord God, and we're looking forward, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want to project in too far into the future. We want to live in the present and right in the now, Lord God. But thank you for reminding me, Lord God, for all that I have to be grateful for. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, this morning, Lord God, I lift up Declare Victory prayer line to you this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I pray your protection and covering, Lord God, over every saint, Lord God, every believer, Lord God, everyone on this line, Lord God, that loves you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you dispatch angels, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, to guide us, Lord God, to hover over us, Lord God, along with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we pray and we ask, Lord God, for our daily bread, Lord God, a fresh anointing, Lord God, an overflow, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will lead us and guide us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, to holiness, Lord God. Lord God, we want more of you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to deny ourselves, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to mortify the deeds of the flesh, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to submit to you, Lord God, and to resist the temptation, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to live that overcoming life, Lord God. Help us to surrender, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the willingness, Lord God, to be of service, Lord God, to others, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for victory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, Lord God, and for that which we receive, Lord God, when we believe. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we confess, Lord God, that we believe in your holy word, Lord God. And, Lord God, that we will stand on your holy word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give thanks, Lord God. Lord God, this morning we come, Lord God, with a humble heart, Lord God, and with our hands lifted up, Lord God. So, oh, Jesus, giving thanks, Lord God, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God, that the finished work of the cross, Lord God, the blood, Lord God, that cleanses, Lord God, the remission of our sins, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that we were wretched, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, that we are in the process, Lord God, that sanctification, Lord God, salvation, Lord God, the good news, Lord God, gospel. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, as we pray for ourselves, Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that are less fortunate than ourselves, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. There's so much wickedness and evil, Lord God, that's going on in the world, Lord God. But, Lord God, we look unto the hills in which our help comes from. We look unto you, Lord God, no matter what's going on, Lord God, in the world, Lord God. We rest in you, Lord God, because we believe that, hallelujah, you are the true and living God, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. It is your voice, Lord God, that we are listening for, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. And your voice only, Lord God, will we follow, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God. It is the power of love, Lord God, that we need. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. It is the power of love, Lord God, that will burn out that sinful heart, Lord God. Oh, that we was born into sin, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. It is your love, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, that will heal us, Lord God. That will free us, Lord God, from the iniquity, Lord God, that lives down on the inside of our heart, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit cannot live in an unclean place. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Search our hearts, Lord God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. We believe, Lord God. We believe in your holy word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your holy word when it tells us, Lord God, whom the Lord Jesus has set free is free indeed. And Lord God, we are free, Lord God, to move forward, trusting in you, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to lift up this nation, Lord God, the United States of America, Lord God. And we lift up our, those that are in power and in position, Lord God, that makes decisions, Lord God, that would affect this nation, Lord God. We lift up Donald Trump to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We pray for your influence over his mind and his thoughts, Lord God. We lift up our Congress and our Senate, Lord God. Cover this nation, Lord God. And Lord God, if it causes us to fall down on our knees, Lord God, this whole nation, and cry out to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. And repent, Lord God. Help us to turn back to you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, so that you may cover this nation, Lord God. You have blessed this nation, Lord God, already, Lord God. And for that, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up every state, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Every city, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Every mayor, Lord God. Jesus. Every police chief, Lord God. We lift them all up to you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us all that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we lift up every victor, Lord God, declare victory, victory over our lives, that delivers a message. I lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. I pray that you pour back into them, Lord God, as they serve us, Lord God, with your word on this line, 6 a.m. daily. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. A message of hope, Lord God. A message of hope, Lord God. Well, I continue, Lord God, to lift up our pastors, Lord God, in our church homes, Lord God. I pray your protection and covering over them, Lord God. Them and their wives, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Every pastor, Lord God, that is connected to this line, Lord God. The places where we fellowship and worship, Lord God. We lift up our pastors to you today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Bless them today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, as they pray for their congregation, Lord God, as they serve their congregation, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We continue, Lord God, to lift up the children to you today, Lord God. Thank you for covering our children. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We believe, Lord God. We believe. We say thank you, Lord God, that you haven't given us the spirit of fear, Lord God, but love, power, and of sound mind, Lord God. So with a sound mind, Lord God, we say thank you for covering our children, Lord God. We don't have to live in fear today. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. That our children, Lord God, will be harmed in this sin-sick world. Lord God, we will lead them and guide them, Lord God. We will teach them, Lord God. We won't spare the rod, Lord God. We will raise them up in the way that they should go, Lord God, so that if they ever depart, Lord God, they will return to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we give thanks in advance, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us all that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up every mother on this line, Lord God, every woman on this line, Lord God. Cover them today, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Fill them, Lord God, with the overflow, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Continue to empower them, Lord God, because they pray for their husbands, Lord God. They pray for their sons, Lord God. They pray for the men, Lord God. So this morning, I want to lift up every woman, Lord God, connected to this line, Lord God, along with my wife, Lord God, Pretty Patrice, Lord God. Bless her today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We cover our wives and our daughters, Lord God, our single mothers, Lord God. Bless them today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Most of all, Lord God, we pray for a heart, Lord God, that seeks you, Lord God, where that we deny ourselves, Lord God, and we take up our cross, Lord God, and that we follow you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Intimate relationship with you, Lord God. That's the only way, Lord God, we will survive. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We want more of you, Lord God. So, oh, this morning, Lord God, every victor on the line is, Lord God. If you can agree, Lord God, with this prayer, Lord God, that we want more of you, I ask that you take your phones off of mute and give God the glory and cry out to him and ask him for more of him. Take your phones off of mute right now and give God the praise. Give him the glory. Lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
The glory and the
honor
to the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We want to honor you, Lord God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to the city of Oakland, Lord God.
Lord God, you are the Lord God.
In Jesus' name we pray. We'll pass the call.
All right. God bless you all this morning, and just thank God for your prayers. And one thing about God, you know, he hears our prayers, and as they are united in the Spirit, and he answers our prayers. And I'm just grateful for the help of the Holy Ghost, who always aligns our prayers with the will of God and makes them powerful before God. So thank you for the prayer period. I think it's an awesome thing. Just for a very quick recap of what we spoke about this morning, and then if there's anyone that wants to make any comments or anything, we'll allow you to do that. Today, of course, your theme was forward, but today I coupled that and used the theme of forward progress. And first thing that we established was that, you know, you have to know that, you know, our Christian journey, it's a Christian journey that we're on, and our journey requires progress. And I talked about five basic components, you know, that make up our daily journey. And it was, one, it's your journey that Christ called you to be followers. Number two, we have a goal to win, you know, the prize that God is calling us to. Number three, it was, you know, once we start the journey, we can't look back. And then number four, it's a journey where our faith can only fuel us. And then five, it's a journey where opposition is inevitable. So you have five scriptures with that. That was Matthew 4, 18 through 20, Philippians 3 and 14, Luke 9 and 62, 11, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and then Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 14 through 20. Then also from that, we just strung those scriptures together, and God brought forth what I call a forward progress declaration. And the declaration went something like this: I am his follower with a call and with a goal to win, to advance forward without looking back, because my faith enables me to do whatever he commands without question, even when it makes no sense and in spite of any opposition. That was our forward progress declaration. Also spoke that, hey, you know, this forward progress should happen, you know, on a regular basis. And I gave you just some other words for progress, which was development, growth, advancement, improvement, you know, movement, steps forward, and things like that. And they are really the dynamics associated with this Christian living on this journey. And we talked about opponent, you know, the opponent to forward progress, because there's always opposition when you have progress. And let's see. I gave you a daily goal, and that was, your daily goal ought to always be to make forward progress with God. Every day you wake up, that's just your goal, to make forward progress with God, to walk with God, you know. And then the action for today is to identify, you know, the opposing force or the opposing opponent. Because I made the comment, to make forward progress, we have to identify our opponent. You got to know who you're fighting. And if you want to grow and all that, you have to know, again, who you're fighting, who's your opponent, what type of force are you dealing with? Is it within you? Is it a demonic force outside? You know, you have to size up your enemy so that you can determine the right biblical and spiritual strategy. Then I gave you an illustration really about who the opponent can be. And a lot of times we find out that we are a lot of times our biggest opponent, and we're our biggest enemy, and we wind up beating ourselves every day. And I kind of summed that up for you in Romans 7, you know, in 18, where it says, Paul just tells us, hey, I want to do good, but I don't do it. Then I gave you the action of the day, and that is get yourself out of the way. Luke chapter 9, deny yourself. And you want to let that greater you, that born again you, you know, live and make daily progress with God. And I mentioned this too, people of God. Progress is not always fast. I'll say that. It can be slow. If you plant a seed and you track it, it takes time. Man, you have to come up through the soil, through the darkness. Nobody knows who you are. They don't see the struggle. You pushing and pushing up dirty, but finally there's a breakthrough. And it comes. And then gradually there's growth, there's increase. That is what, you know, forward progress looks like in God. So that was the recap for you. And my prayer is that, you know, you got something out of that, and that forward progress will be something that you would begin to declare over your life. So with that, let me just quickly ask, are there any comments or questions that you might have in regards to the exhortation of the day?
Pastor Young.
Yes, sir.
LaVell Jones.
God bless you. Man, how you feeling?
I'm all right, man. Hey, awesome declaration. Man, reading a book and through my progress of what I dealt with last year and losing 200 pounds and couldn't walk, couldn't see, things like that, and calling out to God and my forward progress. Rudolf Otto in his book, The Idea of the Holy, says that God must be other than and different than me, because if God is not other than and different than me, then I reduce God down to my level. And I totally understand what you mean about being your biggest hater, because while I'm posting things on Facebook about haters, I was my biggest hater, not realizing where God has brought me from, to where he's kept me and where he's brought me to now. And I was so busy focusing on what others were doing, I wasn't focusing on the fact of what God was doing in my own life. And man, that brought something up in me that was just, wow, it was stunning. It was amazing. So man, going forward, man, I'm going to focus on my own purpose, plight, position, you know, and what God has called me to do, man. So I want to thank you for that, man. It blessed me. Thank you.
Man, bless you. So good to hear from you. And man, just let me commend you for your Christian journey, you know, of losing, you know, going through the process to become more healthy and then having to endure those things and then God bringing you out, you know, and you're becoming the greater you, as I call it. So, man, I'm just glad for you. Want to encourage you to keep on going. To God be the glory for what he has shown to you through, you know, just what we've shared today. It wasn't anything new, but I think it was just something that God wanted us to know. So, man, appreciate you. I'll be praying for you, probably run into you somewhere, man, and be blessed. Okay, is there anyone else?
Hey, good morning, family. What a wonderful declaration. This is Cedric. It was very inspirational. Could you repeat those scriptures for me one more time, please?
I sure can.
4:18-20.
And then you had Philippians 3:14. Then you have Luke 9:62. And then there was just it's really Hebrews, you know, 11:1, but I just say that whole chapter. And then Romans 7:14-20.
I got it. Thank you, brother.
Man, bless you today. Have a great day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Dee Dee. Thank you so much. I am just blessed by your word on this morning, and I too can relate to what my brother Pastor LaVell said. When you talked about sometimes you're your biggest hater, and so that hit me. Because, you know, 51 years old, born and raised in Richmond, and just for me, it's been the way God created me, the darker, the taller, the heaviest, the gap in my teeth, all of it, but it was a self thing, and so by the time I reached 40, I started loving on who God created, and not really too concerned about others. But what you said made me realize that even though I'm feeling more confident and got confidence about me, it's not the outer, because I'm in boot camp, I'm doing that stuff too, but it's from the inside out, and there's still some areas in my life that I don't like about me. And I, when you said that, it made more sense. It's like sometimes we, it's like a self-sabotage type thing. Although, you know, we're seeing progress and it's not an outward thing. I don't care if I lost 400 pounds. I'm not that heavy. But weight loss and getting yourself right on the inside, to me, it's different. So I thank you for saying that, because we think we have enemies and we are our own enemies. I know for years I was my worst enemy. Because I was beating myself up. I would go into a room wondering if the people were going to like me, right? And that's real to me even today. I was more concerned about what are they going to think. Walk, you know what I mean? So now when you say that, it makes more sense that we could be our biggest haters and our biggest enemies. And even the spiritual side of it, you know, comparing ourselves to the spiritual sense, you know, I don't sound like that person when they pray, or you know what I mean? It's like, stop beating yourself up and stop hating on yourself and just really tap into who God created you to be. And I've been in Psalms. The book of Psalms has given me so much peace with that and this whole series on forward. So thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister Dee Dee. Thank God for you this morning. And I think you use the word Godfident. I think something like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Look, I like that. I think I'm going to use it. I'll give you a little credit, but I think I want to use that. But I will say this, even to what Pastor Jones had said. You know, that whole self-hatred thing, that is really, you know, the seeds of the enemy. All those things, you know, is what he wants us to focus on. And you are so right that it is about God, who he has made us to be. And guess what? We all are improving. There's nobody's perfect. We have things that we need to let go of, things we want to change. But my dear, you are so right. The inner person must change. And then it will come, you know, to the outer. And so I appreciate you on the day. Love to hear your new perspective on life. Keep sharing that with somebody, because trust me, we need to hear it, and somebody needs to hear that today. All right. Is there another comment?
Good morning. This is Juliet.
Good morning.
I get your name. What's your name, sir?
O'Neill Young.
Okay. Well, Brother Younger, I just, I was listening to what you were saying about how I'm dealing with what Dee Dee was saying as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just realizing I'm my own worst enemy. But lately, I've just been really examining my thoughts. You know, I have a lot of these crazy just thoughts that come into my mind. And I like what you said about, you know, you want to blame the devil or whatever, but you got to, like, really examine where that stuff is coming from.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something that really resonated with me. Now, what's the process of doing that? Like, that examination, like, trying to figure out where this is coming from. Like, is it from me? Is it from, you know, outside force? Or how do you figure out which one it is?
Well, first of all, I always first recommend that you pray to God about this, because you want him to reveal truly where this is, the root of it, where it's coming from. And then after that, sometimes it requires, you know, looking into what is considered your past. It could stem from things that you have heard and seen, but just to be really realistic about it, it could come from trauma that you experienced as a child. And people think trauma is just, you know, big things like I was in an accident, but no, trauma can be if you were bullied. Trauma could be, you know, living in poverty. Trauma could be the environment that you grew up in. So many African Americans have what we call hypertension. And a lot of it has been traced to childhood, to where the child was subject to all of the things that happened in the household that weren't so good, you know, and it translates into that. So there's it's always a matter of prayer and then going back to examine to see where things could have gotten off track. And then, of course, you know, we can always seek professional help, you know, as well. But what I want to speak to, and I want to speak to everyone about this because it seems to be resonating with us, is that though we can buy into the enemy's temptation to hate ourselves, because that's what this is, because it doesn't come from God. I want you to know that. Through salvation in Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit, there is an opportunity to change. I mean, there is the power of God that helps us to grow out of these stages of hate, helps us to be delivered from these this thought process. And a lot of times you have to be really careful about who you, your atmosphere, my dear, who you're hanging with, what they say all the time, where you're pulling, you know, what you're eating, you know, not just physically, but what you're listening to, you know. And so we have to be careful of those things, but it's all about the power of God and God, you know, changing us. And every day, guess what? We're getting a little bit better because he gives us ways to uproot these seeds with the word of God, to pray against them, and then to change our habits, you know. And so that's kind of, you know, in a roundabout way where you can start, you know, and attack these things. Because, listen, let me tell you, with the power of God, all these things can change. They can really change. So I hope that spoke something to you on this morning.
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be praying for you. The Lord bless you. Is there any other comments this morning?
Pastor Young, E.K. Dawson, I enjoyed you, man. Everything was great. Particularly enjoyed your that from where Didi and LaVelle started talking and where this whole review part of the conversation, I found it really, really gratifying about self-hate. And I think it was good when you give us, when declarations give us kind of step-by-step or a guide or give us a little direction to look at. I think you were excellent. Thank you, man.
Man, bless you. Bless you. Minister Dawson, man, always good to hear from you. Appreciate your comments. And, man, definitely always want to try to give out something that's going to help all of us because we're all on that same road. So, man, I appreciate your comments this morning. Bless your ministry. Probably see you around somewhere. All right. Good morning. Is there another caller?
Good morning, Pastor Miss D.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your words this morning. Just edified and lifted me up from my walk that I'm standing in today. Progress over perfection, because I tend to want to do everything so right, what I call perfect. So that's something that I have to work on. But I thank God for self-evaluations through Christ, self-examinations, and because of that, spending time alone with Christ and asking questions. Okay, Lord, show me this, show me that. He has revealed the things in me that the areas I need to work on. So the past few years, several years now, that's where he has had me. Recently is to recognize my position that I need to be in. You mentioned that football analogy, great analogy. I love that. I like visuals I can have in my mind and see. But the fight, knowing my position in that, on the gridiron, and my position right now is to be in prayer and identify the enemies that I'm fighting, knowing those spirits that I'm fighting so I can be equipped and use that right word for that particular entity or that particular stronghold that needs to be changed and broken, not only in my life, but in my family system, because it doesn't only impact me, those generational things that have been passed down, the traumas that you talked about have been passed on to from me to my children too, because before I knew, I only taught what I knew. So thank you for that word this morning, to run this race and not faint on the way, not to measure myself against other people, because that's some of the stuff that I used to do, and to be okay with this forward progression, because it don't look like nobody else's. This is my personal walk with Christ. Thank you this morning. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Be safe in this weather.
Thank you so much. You be safe as well. Appreciate you on this morning. And I like that progress over perfection piece, because I must confess, I have dealt with that, had that struggle, you know, thinking everything's got to be perfect and just right. When one day my wife told me, she said, just do you with God and that will be more than enough. And that really, I got that hanging on my wall right now as I'm looking at it. And that really spoke to me. So I hope that would speak to everyone, you know, about this whole self-examination and then, you know, being able to move forward. Because if you be who God has made you to be with him, it's more than enough. If it worked for Moses and you know he had issues, everybody got some issues. But with God, God was able, or God is able, to perfect these issues over time and in spite of issues, still use us to bring glory to his name. And so thank you for your insight. And hey, I love that talk about the gridiron. Girl, I should have said that. Love that. Love that terminology because I'm a football fan. So God bless you on this morning. Do we have another caller?
Pastor Young, why are they thinking about his Lavelle again?
Okay.
You mentioned Philippians and Paul, and I was thinking about the fact that at every juncture, we need to stop and pause and take inventory of our lives, of what really matters in life. And when you're talking about Paul, at that point, he had come to one of those dramatic intersections in his life of everything he had given up. And that's when he, in chapter 3, when he said that I may know him, you know, because he took inventory of his life. And I think we would do good in our forward progress to stop at every intersection and take inventory of our progress, and that will grow us.
Amen. Absolutely, Doc. I'm with you on that. Just kind of getting back to that. You know, what's important, and a lot of times I don't know, and I can't speak for other persons, I don't know if we forget about what the press is, which represents movement and going forward. I don't know if we allow tradition to cause us to not be concerned with forward progress, but that's what this is really about. Our Christian journey is about forward progress. So if we keep looking around, if we take inventory and everything that you see in your windshield, you're seeing in your rearview mirror over and over, it suggests that we're not moving forward. And so, you know, the press is so important. You know, when God started all this whole thing, he called Abraham, he said, get up and go. You know, all the way out to Paul, you know, it says, and I'm pressing. So thank you, man, for that highlight in addition to what you said, because we do need to, as you say, at each intersection, you know, stop, examine, and make sure that we're doing the things we need to do to move forward. All right, people of God, I'm going to give the last call. Y'all know what last call means, right? I'll give the last call for a comment. If not, I will pray and dismiss us on this day.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Brother Eric. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir.
Great.
You're a hater, Eric. A hater. I saw what you wrote on my page.
I don't deny that fact, Pastor. Good morning. I was thinking about what you were saying about going forward, and that it involves a choice. And what rang out of my spirit is, you know, God's laws, and God's laws are reality-based, and they affect us too, not just the ones that are written on the Bible. But I was thinking of the first law of Newton, which is the law of motion, which goes to say that things that are in motion tend to stay in motion, and things that are not in motion tend to stay not in motion. I'm kind of paraphrasing it. And so, you know, I say that to say this: we can talk about going forward, we can think about going forward, we can pray about going forward all we want, but we have to make a choice to make that first step. And like Amen. The law says, that if we go forward, then that gives us the potential of remaining to go forward, regardless if we make mistakes or if we or if, you know, we fall short and everything, the ideal is to make that choice, to make that choice every day. Put that hand on that plow, to take up that cross, to lay aside every weight and to run that race. It's a choice. And I'm glad we serve a God who gives us grace and gives us every resource. And all we have to do is just come to the knowledge that all I have to do is make that choice to go forward, and God will certainly do everything else to make sure that I keep going forward. So that's all I wanted to say. God bless you. Great declaration.
Man, bless you, Brother Eric. We appreciate that, and thank you for that addition. It is a choice to make the first step. And hey, if we keep on doing that over and over, we will make the progress, you know, that God has already intended for us to make. And so thank you again. Are there any more comments or questions or concerns? All right, last call. All right, people of God, let me again, first of all, just give God the glory for this opportunity and being able to share with you this morning in the Victory Room. Again, let's continue to lift up, you know, the visionary for this call, Sister Dion. Let's lift her up, continue to lift up her family, her son, and let's continue to pray for each other. Pray for the Victory Room, that God would continue to grow it, that God would, you know, take it to a new place. And so, again, thank you. We appreciate you on the day. Remember, forward progress is the word, and we're definitely on our way because we are walking with God on our Christian journey. So let's pray. Father, we thank you today. I thank you for the chance to gather with the believers on a united call. Thank you for people who love to pray. Thank you for those persons that you have given a praying spirit to. So, Father, I ask today that you would bless them, that you would bless every person that is on this call, in this room. And, Father, that your divine purposes will be carried out in their lives. I pray today, God, and declare that you will allow us to make forward progress. I declare today, God, that we are your followers with the call and with the goal to win. God, I declare that we will advance forward without looking back because our faith that you've given us is enabling us to do whatever you command us, and we won't question you. Today, God, we declare that even when it makes no sense to us, and in spite of any opposition, God, we will make forward progress. We love you. We honor you. Protect us today. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every person, over our loved ones, our families, our children, our spouses, and our entire loved ones. We love you on today. We thank you. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody have a blessed day. God bless you guys.
Everybody have
love
a blessed
y'all.
Day. Thank you. Amen.
Great.
Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.